I will be 70 in 2050. And I'm smiling because I'm really excited to get older. I feel like the work that a lot of people that I admire are doing in Providence is seed planting. And so I'm excited when I think about the future to see what happens to those seeds, to see which young people become leaders, to see which spaces continue to flourish or shift or evolve or end their work, and which new spaces emerge. I'm excited to see the landscape of the city develop so that all of us that live here can say, oh yeah, that's where that thing was and that other thing before it. And excited to see what stays the same, what has permanence here and what gets let go of. Providence has some really amazing architecture, so I like the idea of old buildings staying but continuing to be used and evolving, not necessarily to turn into fancy condos, but to be repurposed in imaginative ways. Now I start thinking less physical and more about the landscape of the place that we call home, Providence, and inequities in the city and structural issues that make it a difficult place for a lot of people to live, whether that's bureaucratic inefficiencies or ways in which environmental racism manifests. So those are the things that I would love to see not part of our landscape in 2050. I would like homes to be safe. I would like water to be drinkable and not over our heads. I would like people to have access to the things that they need to have healthy and healthy lives of purpose.